Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We are sharing with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. And this is a very important subject. We've talked about what prayer is not and what prayer is. Prayer is communicating with God according to His Word, not telling Him about your problem. Prayer is a spirit realm action. And when we pray, we can have confidence with our prayers, knowing that God hears us. We're not bombarding the gates of heaven to get through. We're not asking and asking and badgering God so He finally hears us. We know that God hears us because the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and His ears are open unto their prayers. Praise God. When we pray, we know that we can pray with confidence. We're contacting the spiritual realm, taking aim at things that we can't see. We're waging warfare against satanic principalities and powers in the heavenlies, and we're putting the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God. Prayer is actually a legal transaction in the spirit. You're praying spiritual law when you pray the Word of God in the spirit realm. So you're doing something spiritually when you pray, and you're releasing the ability and the power of God, which is in His Word. And remember, it puts the angels to work in the spirit to work for us. Remember, there's a change in the covenants, a change from the old covenant to the new covenant, and a change in prayer. In the old covenant, we weren't born again, they weren't redeemed, they weren't made righteous, they had no free approach to God, they were servants. They weren't priests, they had a limited approach to God at all, God was not their heavenly Father. In the new covenant, we're born again, we're redeemed, we're made righteous, we have a free approach to God. Now we're sons and daughters, and we are priests of God. We have no limit on us in approaching to the Lord. And now remember, as we're born again, God is now our heavenly Father, and we are a child of God. In the old covenant, they would ask Him to give ear to their prayer, to ask Him to hear their cry, attend to their prayer, not hide from their supplication, make petitions, and hope He would grant them. They had no confidence in coming to Him. They couldn't come to any throne of grace boldly, and they couldn't have confidence in prayer. But in the new covenant, now we've been made righteous. We can pray a prayer of faith with confidence. We can pray according to the Word of God with confidence, knowing that it's going to come to pass. The Bible says we have this confidence in Him that if we ask anything according to His will, that be according to His Word. That's why we pray the Word, not the problem. He heareth us. And if we know He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we've desired of Him. This shows absolute confidence in prayer. In fact, Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly, confidently, unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Praise God. Now, we've also talked about the Lord's Prayer, which is a teaching on how to pray and what happens in prayer and what prayer is going to do for you. Unfortunately, Christians have religiously prayed the Lord's Prayer, just praying it and not even realizing what it really is for. It's not just for you to just religiously recite it. If you want to recite it, fine, but that's not really what it's given for. It is given to teach you how to pray and what happens when you pray. We don't want to do things from a religious standpoint. We want to do things from reality in the realm of the Spirit in our relationship with the Lord. Luke 11:1, the disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And that's exactly, he said, as John also taught his disciples. Well, the Lord didn't teach him as John taught his disciples. He taught them as New Testament prayer. He taught them New Testament prayer because we can say, he talked about praying to our Father which art in heaven. That shows that it was New Testament era because nobody had God as their heavenly Father at that point. In Matthew 6:9, it says, "After this manner, therefore, pray you, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." This is a teaching on how to pray and what happens when you pray, what you can expect prayer to do. First of all, we pray to our Father because we have a relationship as a child of God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Of course, where do we pray? We're praying to the Father in heaven. And we have the free access into heaven that speaks of. Also, we pray in the name of Jesus. That's bringing into manifestation the high priestly ministry of Jesus. He's the high priest at the right hand of the Father. We pray for the, as it said there, thy kingdom come. That speaks of what prayer does to bring forth the rule and the reign of God. A kingdom is a rule and reign. It refers to the rule and the reign of God. When we pray, it will bring forth his rule and his reign in the earth. Thy will be done in earth as in heaven. The will of God will be done here as we pray the word of God. He gives us our daily bread, meaning prayer will release our daily provision to meet our daily needs. You're going to pray your needs in because you're going to pray the word of God. And God's going to release that daily provision for you through prayer. This is telling you what prayer does and what you, see, this is why you should take this and apply this in specific areas, these principles, realizing what prayer will do in order to see your daily provision come to pass. Also, it talks about forgiving our debts. We must forgive to be in right fellowship, otherwise we won't see right fellowship with the Lord, right relationship with Him and fellowship with Him, then we won't be answering our prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Prayer keeps you from falling into temptation. Watch and pray so you don't enter into it. And delivers us from evil. I'll tell you, when you pray, you'll be delivered from everything that the enemy would bring against you. Thine's the kingdom, the power, and the glory. That's the results of New Testament prayer. The kingdom is the rule and the reign of God will come forth. The power is the release of miraculous ability of God. And glory is the manifest presence of God in our life. Praise the Lord. Now, in the last broadcast, we began talking about this prayer of legal demand. We want to talk about this, and we're going to be talking about this for a little while, a couple days or so. This is so important. John chapter 16, verse 23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. That day that Jesus was talking about was the day after the new covenant would come into being. You're going to ask, and that word is erateo, meaning a request as a favor. You're going to request as a favor of me of nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, and this is talking about the change that's come from Old Testament to New Testament prayer, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. This word ask is a different word in the Greek. It is the word aiteo, which means a legal demand of something due you. Whatsoever you legally demand of what is due you of the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, or that means up to this time, hitherto or up to this time, have you asked or aiteo, made a legal demand of something due, have you legally demanded nothing in my name? Ask, or again, that same word, aiteo, make your legal demand, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. What are we doing in prayer? In New Testament prayer, we're not making a request of God as a favor. That sounds like a humble thing to do, but that's error. We do not pray a request as a favor concerning the promises of God. We pray a legal demand of what is due us in order to bring the promises of God to pass. Why is that? Because all the promises of God are already ours. 2 Corinthians 1:20 talks about the fact that all the promises of God are in Him, are yea, that's yes, and in Him, amen, under the glory of God by us. Every promise is for us. All the promises already belong to us. We don't need to ask or request as a favor of the Father in order to get Him to do something. He's already done it for us through what Jesus has accomplished, praise God. We have a new covenant, and all the promises already belong to us. So we're going to not request as a favor, but we're going to make a legal demand of what is due us. Now, what are we doing when we do this? We mentioned that this legally demanding is very similar to what we do when we're writing a check. When we write a check, we are writing a check to release our money in the bank. Checks used to say that you pay to the bearer on legal demand. Pay to the bearer on legal demand. They've since eliminated that part. It's too bad it's still not on there to make you think about what you're doing. Prayer is the same way. A check is a legal transaction to release our money for our benefit. Well, prayer is the same thing, but it's in the spirit. Prayer is a spiritual legal transaction to release the promises of God for our benefit. The promises are already ours. Prayer just brings them into manifestation. Remember, we have an inheritance that's reserved in heaven for us. And how do we get this into manifestation in our life here in the earth? See, the will of God is to be done in earth as in heaven. How? Because prayer releases the will of God from heaven to come to pass in the earth, praise God. And we do this through a legal demand. We're making a legal demand. Now, it's like we make a legal demand on the bank. We're going to make a spiritual legal demand on our Heavenly Father. Now, when you do that, you're not saying, well, you mean you're demanding of God in prayer? From a legal standpoint, yes. We're not trying to make Him do something. You can't make your Heavenly Father do anything. He's already done everything for us. Just like when we're writing a check, we're not forcing the bank to give us money. It's already ours. And we're not forcing our Father to give us promises. It's already belonged to us. Think of it this way. A lawyer in court brings law to a judge and makes a legal demand for the court to uphold the law and give the client the benefit of the law. It's in the same manner. We're going to make a spiritual legal transaction by bringing the spiritual law, which is the Word, to our Heavenly Father, the spiritual judge, and we're going to make a legal demand for the heavenly court, that's the Father and Jesus up there, to uphold the spiritual laws for the believer and give the benefits of all the spiritual laws to the believer. Those are all the promises of God. And how do we make this legal demand? We do it by praying the Scriptures, praying what the Word of God says. And this is so important. We do not pray the problem, but we pray the answer. And every major prayer scripture uses the word aiteo. This is so important for you to see. In fact, we can look at some of these in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. It says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him." That word ask is aiteo, a legal demand. Your Father knows what things you have need of before you legally demand of him. Showing how we're supposed to pray. We're supposed to pray with a legal demand of what's due us. Matthew 18:19. "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask," aiteo, legal demand, "it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." We're making a legal demand for the promises of God to come to pass. Matthew 21:22. "And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer," same word, aiteo, "believing you shall receive." You see, there were two Greek words, erateo, which is a request as a favor, and aiteo, which is a legal demand of something due. If you're praying, requesting God to do things, you are praying Old Covenant prayer, and you are not praying accurate New Testament prayer. You need to make a change and start praying a legal demand of what is due you. And this is so important. So all things whatsoever you legally demand and prayer, believing you shall receive. So that's the way we pray, by speaking forth the Word of God. And this is in all the major prayer scriptures. We've covered some of these, but we'll cover more in the next broadcast. Now, I've written a book on this. It's called Accurate New Testament Prayer. We have tapes on it. If you're interested in the book or the tapes, please give us a call. And hopefully you can keep on listening to these broadcasts. Don't miss a broadcast. We're going to be covering principles one by one. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.